The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome to One Life Radio. I can't even say the words. Do you want to go higher, baby? I want to go to a higher level of consciousness, yes, but...
We're staying leveled today.
Yeah, the whole country is suffering, clearly, and so we're just here doing a live show, and it's so good to have you listening. Just a lot going on. You know, last night when I was making notes as to how I wanted to open the show...
What you got?
I'm a little emotional. Anyway,
we're picking good stories today, right?
Yeah, we are. But it's just been so beautiful, really, to watch all the camaraderie unfolding around us. Beautiful stories from all over the world, even right in my own backyard, almost literally here in a couple of hours. I'm going to be taking three little puppies that were abandoned in a park last night.
There's so many animals being dumped right now.
They are at Bachman Lake, at White Rock Lake. I implore everyone to please... You know, on social media, get out there and ask people to not do this. It's so harmful in so many ways, and that's why all these animal organizations work so hard to keep animals off the street, because when you've got starving animals on the street, lost and hurt and bewildered as to why they're even there, it's we can help it. So, but the good news is, so the three little puppies last night that I got a phone call, and it was the same park that they found Charlie in. And I quickly got on the phone with some of my dear friends like Logan and Raquel, and we quickly found permanent homes for all three of them. So that's the good side, you know, the good news about it. But there's thousands more animals out there, literally. And so please do your part. If you're out there listening and you've got a little extra cash, you know, or you've been lucky enough to do well in your life and you've got some money, donate some money to these organizations, because that's housing the animals is one of the biggest expenses. And there's only so much room. And as we all know, real estate in Dallas is very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so just do your part, if you will. And so many beautiful stories on social media. And so do you want to share one? Go ahead and share one, you guys, and you guys talk.
I love seeing a lot of my friends are musicians, and I love seeing all the live streams that they've been doing. So instead of being able to play shows or gigs, they've been doing like Instagram lives or Facebook lives. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people watching because everyone's inside right now, you know.
Yeah.
And it's fun to watch together.
These are crazy times, but there's a lot of good that can come out of this too. People are connected. I feel more alive right now than I have, and I think a lot of people would agree with this, and they have in a very long time, very connected to one another. As difficult as this time is, there's a lot of beautiful things around us. Do you have anything you want to share, Ronaldo?
I actually don't.
You don't?
Yeah.
We're being forced to slow down.
I stay off of social media. Because it can be very negative and depressing.
Oh, yeah.
So I try to stay more positive. I'm not really watching TV except just to keep updates and things like that. But for the most part, I'm just staying in the positive. So I'm staying around family and just trying to be happy and keep a smile on my face through all of this.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of things. I think everybody's thinking a lot about a lot of different things all over the world. And, you know, I saw a little film that someone sent me that was an Italian, actually, and it was all about the coronavirus. And just, you know, it was beautiful, but it wasn't. It was, I sent it to you, didn't I? The video about Italy, Aviana, did
Maybe.
I send it to you? Anyway, about all the things going on all over the earth. Did anybody else see
it? Oh, yeah. I think I shared that on our Facebook. The water's clearing up.
Yes.
And the air pollution is going down.
Yeah. And, you know, I was sitting out in my little, my self-isolation, my patio. Yeah, my little patio. A lot of people are on their balconies, which have become very precious spaces throughout this. And I was thinking just about my own life, about just a lot of different things in the world. And, you know, the words less is more came to me. And I was, you know, thinking deeply and thinking about our brains really don't have the capacity and nor are they wired to own so much stuff. We're all guilty of it. Most of us. I'm not speaking for everyone. I don't like to broad brush anything, but I personally have too much stuff, I think. And I think a lot of people do. And it's just, it's not being in tune with nature when you do that and the universe. And when you don't have a lot of stuff, that's what creates the calm, the personal peace, the financial peace, the peace with earth and ultimately universal peace for all of us. So I just think that that's something that we all need to maybe reexamine, like how much stuff we have.
Yeah.
Right?
I definitely agree. I believe in clutter clearing, even in closets and in cabinets and drawer spaces as well.
Yep. And I do that regularly. I'm not one to hoard anything, but I feel like maybe I have too many clothes or I have too many shoes, you know?
I'll like look at maybe my desk and see a bunch of just like stuff, like clutter.
Yeah.
And, you know, you always have to go and tidy it up because a lot of it's trash or you don't need it.
Or you can give it away.
Or yeah, exactly.
You can give it away to somebody else more in need.
Anymore.
And not junk, some of your beautiful stuff that you should just, you know, get rid of if you're not using it. And I don't know, those are just some of the thoughts that I've had. And you know, we have a great show lined out for you today. We've got Dr. Elvin Dannenberg calling in. If you're a regular listener, you know that he's been on an incredible cancer journey. And now he's dealing because he's with the COVID-19. He doesn't have it. But
at a high risk.
But he's at a very high risk. And so how he is navigating through that with taking care of his gut microbiome. Stephanie Toops, who is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety and food and personal care products. She's been on the show for a very long time. I love this girl. She's going to be talking about extreme prepping. She's a prepper. and Mo Brossette, again, you know, a great guy, been on the show for a while now. Our needs versus our wants. And so we've got this incredible show lined out for you. And so stay tuned. And we're going to go to break a little bit early. And I just ask you on social media to please put out to all your friends and family and encourage them not to get rid of their animals in this very
trying times.
Yes, because that's just going to cause more damage. So, you know, and if you need help, you know what, with dog food, your cost of dog food, reach out to us. 214-787-1190. We're here to help. Don't get rid of your dog. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Love that song, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, Aviana Barrientos, and I have Dr. Elvin Dannenberg on the line. He is a doctor of dental surgery and is a periodontist, certified functional medicine practitioner, an ADAPT trained health professional, and a certified primal health coach. He is the author of Crazy Good Living and a contributor to the Wellbeing Journal. His website is drdannenberg.com. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, Dr. Dannenberg?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good. We're all getting through this together, right?
we're in a stressful environment, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, for people that are maybe joining us for the first time that aren't familiar with your story, can you outline it for them briefly before we continue?
Sure. So September 2018, I was diagnosed with incurable multiple myeloma, somewhat of an aggressive form with lots of damage to my bone structure, making me very fragile from my point of view of my skeleton. And I was asked to get started with chemotherapy, which I completely rejected. Since my disease is not curable, I wanted to run the route of unconventional integrative therapy so I wouldn't decrease any of my quality of life. My oncologist agreed with me, and here it is. In March of 2020, I was supposed to die based on my prognosis around December of 2018, mm-hmm. and that didn't happen. So I'm doing extremely well.
You are.
I've had some setbacks by breaking some bones here and there and everywhere. But other than that, I've healed well. I am doing well. I'm getting outside. I can walk. And I'm an excited guy. And I'm not doing it with chemotherapy.
It's such an incredible story. It's such a beautiful story of hope. And I want people to really understand just the incredible courage that you have exercised throughout this whole ordeal that you've gone through. And as well, now you're in the high risk group because you have an incurable bone marrow cancer. So what are you doing to support your immune system during the COVID-19?
Well, my diet today, I changed my diet from a paleo type of diet, which I started years ago, but I was doing a much more advanced type until January 1st of this year. Mm-hmm. And I went to a carnivore diet, which is an animal-based diet, which mm-hmm. many people would think that's not a healthy diet. But actually, if you're eating animals nose to tail, including their organs and their fat, and they are wild-caught or pastured, these animals have nutrients that are more biologically absorbable to your body than the nutrients that are in plants. And actually, the science is significant, and from a physiological and primal type of relationship, our ancestors, primal ancestors, mm-hmm. probably were more carnivorous than herbivores. So it seems to me that this makes sense. So I'm using that as my basic diet. Mm-hmm. And I support my gut microbiome, which is critical.
Right.
And I use a variety of products to support the bacteria and the mucus layer and the epithelial barrier of my gut. Mm-hmm. And then I use a variety of four or so herbal elixir tonics that support my immune system.
Okay.
I use a pulse electromagnetic field type of mat, full body mat, to support my mitochondria as well as help to heal my bone structure. And there is some published information about how it may benefit cancer patients. And I do some exercise now that I'm getting more mobile. And
that's awesome.
If I get a scratchy throat, I use some propolis throat spray, which has always worked well for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite excited about the route that I'm taking. You know, it's an interesting course. I can't tell you that what I'm doing is going to cure anybody's cancer. I am not in remission. I've never been in remission, but maybe I will be. I have started some very targeted immunotherapy, which is a very specific human-based type of monoclonal antibody to kill just malignant plasma cells. I just started that several months ago, mm-hmm. but I'm doing quite nicely.
It's so wonderful. It is. And, you know, when you were talking about the carnivore diet, it made me think of Jordan Peterson, the author of the book 12 Rules for Life. That's one of the things that he believes in. And to each his own, you know, whatever works for you. But I'm curious, and I know that my listeners are, because I'm very intuitive and I could hear them asking the question, what exactly are you taking? What are some of the products that you believe have been critical in your success?
Of course. I believe, other than the diet, I think that's number one. Number two is making sure you have a healthy gut. Two products from two different companies I use on a regular basis. One is from a company called Microbiome Labs, called Megasporebiotic, which is a spore-based probiotic of five bacillus spores. I've used that. And then Enviromedica makes a very, very unique type of product. They just came out with a revised product line called Terraflora Deep Immune.
Mm-hmm.
What's really interesting about this product is that it's not just spore-based probiotics, which complements my other product that I take, but this has a very specific type of probiotic that is it's not alive. It's not going to regenerate new bacteria, but its metabolite, its chemical process byproduct, actually stimulates antiviral activity in your body.
Oh, wow.
Now, that is quite exciting to me because right now this coronavirus is a virus. I can't tell you that it's going to be antiviral for that virus, but it does improve the immune system as well as just being a spore-based probiotic to support the gut bacteria.
Yep.
So those two products, I think, are kind of central to what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other products from Microbiome Labs that supports my mucus layer as well as the health of my epithelial barrier. So to prevent a leaky gut, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is critical. When it comes to my herbal products, I take several products from a company called MetaHerb. It's an Australian company that I think is sold in this country through standard process. One is an echinacea elixir. One is a ginseng elixir. And the other is astragalus. Those three, I've done some research that suggests that it is very supportive of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in my body, the immune system is critical because, theoretically, I am at a higher risk. But I will tell you something anecdotal if we have time. When I went to my oncologist maybe 5 weeks ago, he and his staff had a severe case of the flu, and the normal flu.
Okay.
Of course, mind you, the entire staff had to get the flu vaccine, but that's another story for another day. Anyhow, they had a severe case of the flu. They were with masks, and they were sneezing and coughing and all kinds of stuff. And I thought I would go home and I would get sick because, again, I am in that high risk of any kind of infection, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not gotten sick at all. And I don't take the flu vaccine for a variety of reasons. So I believe I am unique in that my immune system should be really shot, but I think I've supported it with my diet, my gut, as well as these herbal products.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I am familiar, of course, with several of the products that you mentioned. And you know, and I think it's the mental game that you I don't want to say play with yourself, but that you
the thoughts that you have.
Sorry, I'm kind of lost for words.
Know,
but the mental.
Here's something. What you're saying is so interesting because stress is a huge factor in the health of your gut microbiome.
Yes.
And your gut microbiome is everything.
Yeah.
I just wrote a paper that talks about a paper that's kind of involved called "Your Gut Is Killing You," which talks about everything that happens in the gut then spreads to the rest of your body. And it's not just diet. It's not what we're eating. It's not just the chemicals that are around us. But stress is a factor, psychological stress. Exercise is a factor. Getting good sleep is a factor. Dirty electromagnetic fields from our environment are factors. And if you can eliminate stress, certainly psychological stress, which is not my forte, by the way, but if you can do that, you can enhance your healthy gut microbiome, which is a huge factor with overall health.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Attitude is everything. You know, I was in hospice. I was ready to die in, I guess it was September of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I was in hospice. I was drugged to the point where I was groggy and foggy.
I will never forget that day. Do you remember talking with me
when
I was driving to the show? Within 24 hours of that period that you had gone through that. And I have to tell you, it was one of the most difficult conversations I ever had. And I was still amazed at your at just your perspective about life and just embracing whatever you know, may come. And it was just, it was.
Oh, you're sweet.
It was just, I'm lost for words again. I'm lost for words a lot the last couple of days. I think everybody is. But you remained so hopeful through all of it. And look at where you are now, and you're getting.
I am in a good place.
You are.
In a very good place.
So for people,
I'm
so
excited.
Yeah, and you should be. You should be excited. And so for people out there listening, you know, what are your tips for taking responsibility for your own health and welfare?
Well, first of all, there's nothing wrong with going to a conventional physician and getting an opinion. Absolutely. But whatever that opinion is, unless you are totally in agreement with that opinion, think in terms of, okay, well, let me find out what other people are saying. So get some other opinions, but not from the conventional medical world. Maybe look for some integrative, functional-type medical doctors that are not exactly mainstream. Do some personal research. There's a source that's called...
You're lost for words. It's contagious.
Yeah, there you go. It's contagious. So there are several sources that are government sources where you can search for research that has been done all over the world and find out what else is being done everywhere else in the world that may not be mainstream, mm-hmm. and get some ideas of what really is going on. And then make your decisions, but don't depend on just a conventional medical doctor to tell you. By all means, make sure your diet is clean, whatever makes sense to you. You can do some research, and make sure your gut is healthy, and you can do some research about that too. And I have all kinds of articles on my website that anybody can get to. That I don't charge money for that. I mean, it's all there. If a person wanted to ask me a question, I certainly respond and give them my opinion.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
And by the way, that website is called pubmed.com.
Oh, PubMed.
I mean, .gov, pubmed.gov.
Yep.
So PUBMED.gov is a free research repository of that's run by NIH, and it is abstracts of medical research from all over the world. You just plug in a topic and you'll get thousands and thousands of articles.
Well, you sound great. And it's very encouraging for all of us out there. You continue your fight. And
I will.
You need me to send you some boxing gloves?
No, I don't like boxing. And besides, I don't want to break my wrist. Right?
Not his thing.
I'm fragile.
Right. Maybe some yoga.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, maybe some yoga.
Good stretching yoga. And I used to do yoga
there
all
you go.
The time, by the way.
All right. I picture you like Rocky Balboa, you know, going up the steps with you. So keep that attitude, with or without the boxing gloves. Yeah. All right. Well, you take care. We'll talk to you soon. And thank you so much for calling in today, Dr. Dannenberg.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. Sending you lots of love and positivity to everyone out there listening. Stay tuned. We've got more great advice coming up with Stephanie Toops and Mo Brosette. Everyone, you're listening to One Life Radio. Get a little cowbell. I love this song. Absolutely love it. Ronaldo Davis, you're the best. Thank you so much. You're killing it on the music today. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette, and I'm in studio with Ronaldo and Aviana Barrientos. I've got Stephanie Toops on the line. I love this woman. She's so amazing. She is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and a master's degree in accounting and finance. What did I say? I don't even know what it
I don't know.
From Texas A&M University, she is a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area, and she is an amazing friend and mom. I love her. You can find her on Instagram at Toopsie Turvey. That's T-O-U-P, because that's her last name, Toopsie Turvey, and we're going to be talking today about extreme prepping. So how are you doing today, Stephanie?
We're doing great. We're doing great over here. We've been hunkered down for about 10 days now. I think we're on day 10 of me and my three small children and my husband and dog all in our house. So we're making it, I guess.
Yep. Now, are you in Dallas or are you in Utah?
We're in Dallas.
You're back in Dallas. Okay, good to know. Well, I appreciate you calling in so much. All the information that you have is so important, especially right now. So what are some foods that we should have in our pantry right now?
Yeah, so I think, the way that I sort of think about the prepping and, as we've talked about in the past, this isn't something that's necessarily new for me. This is something I've done for a while. And so when I think about prepping, I try to do things, especially for foods in my pantry, I do things that I know we're going to eat anyway, so I try to focus on things that my kids will eat anyway or that we're going to eat as a family anyway, staples that just kind of work into our regular daily life. So whatever that is for you, if that's peanut butter, if that's pastas, rice, whatever it is that you're going to work back into your family life, then I think that works great. And then I go through and I mark really prominently in my sort of prepper pantry the expiration date on any of those foods. And then as we eat through them and I refill them, I refill them from that pantry. So that way it's not, a lot of people are like, I don't have the money, I don't have the money to go just buy a whole pantry worth of food. So I really recommend doing it, the foods that you eat. So we wanted to get some protein-based stuff as well as just, a lot of what's hard is that the shelf-stable stuff is the stuff that, we talk about not necessarily buying all the time, right? Like my family tries to shop the perimeter of a grocery store, so the fresh foods, fresh meats, those types of things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff that shelf-stable isn't necessarily those perimeter foods. So I look at things like, there's pancake mixes that have higher protein. I don't know if it's Kodak or Kodiak, but it's a pancake mix that has higher protein mm-hmm. so that I can make waffles or pancakes for my kids and get a little bit of that protein in there so they're not just eating empty carbs all day long.
Right.
So that's one I really like. We do some protein shakes. I got some really great canned salmon, which we can put on salads or make sandwiches out of. So that's kind of what we have in our pantry right now.
Yeah, well, protein shakes, that's what I have. That's what I've got in my little mason jar right now. I've got a Sun Warrior clean greens and protein. It's one of their new products. You can get it on the app. It's only $9.95 for a 7-serving. It's a littler version,
like a travel size.
And plus, you get 20% off if you use the code OLR. But seriously, it's plant based and it's protein, and you get a serving of vegetables, like Aviana said, and it's a great little way to because if you can't get fresh produce right now, it's a great little option.
Get your greens
in. Comes through the mail. So, order it. Go to sunwarrior.com. There's so many great companies out there that you could go to if you can't get to the grocery store. But, I have to give a shout out. Yesterday, I was in Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, and they're both doing an excellent job keeping everything clean, just making you feel confident when you go in there that everything's, they're stopping people at the door. They're only letting so many people in at a time, and I'm actually wiping down all the carts ahead of time and giving hand sanitizer.
Sounds
to everybody.
Nice.
Yes. Before you enter the store, I was so impressed and just so thankful that they're taking this very serious, as we all should, without losing our minds, of course. But, I know, Stephanie, you're a huge believer in having a go bag prepared in your home. So in case you have to leave in an emergency. So what should we have in our prepared go bag? What would you put in it?
Yeah, so, and you can do this any way that makes sense for your family, but we have, like one big bag for your whole family or a bag for each kid, just depending upon what you have. We have a bag for each kid. It's like their old backpacks that they don't use anymore. And each kid's got like a couple of pairs of PJs, a pair of shoes, a pair of socks, an outfit or two. We have a flashlight in there. you know, just any necessities that we might need. I mean, I don't think particularly with what we're doing. I mean, anything's possible, obviously, but in a pandemic situation, I don't know that necessarily we're going to need a go bag, but it's always great to have something prepared and ready to go if there was for any reason that you had to pick up and leave. So you're going to want any necessities. If you've got a baby, you're going to want diapers and wipes, and depending upon if they're breastfeeding or they're formula fed, some type of formula or bottles. A comfort item. I think that's what's kind of really big right now, listening to the words that are coming out of my kids' mouth.
Mm-hmm.
My husband just took them for a walk because, you know, I was calling in, and otherwise we're going to hear like screaming and crying in the background. And, you know, I heard my son say, no, we can't go outside because of the coronavirus. And so, you know, I think that talking to your kids, I think that's what's been really interesting for us, is kind of listening to them and saying like, well, what do you think? And how are you feeling about these things? What's making you worry, or what do you have questions about? Because I think a lot of times, and we've, you know, as a family, my husband and I have really tried to, we're not watching the news with my kids around. We've tried to keep it really light, but I still think stuff filters in, and I think stuff can be misunderstood in their little brains. And so having conversations with your kids, and I've got multiple ages. I've got a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an 8-year-old. And so they have different levels, I guess, sort of understanding. But mm-hmm. having candid conversations about them, talking to them about, okay, you know, we've all talked about washing hands forever, but there's a really cute demonstration that I've seen right now where you kind of pour pepper in a bowl, and you have them stick their finger in a bowl of water, and you have them stick their finger in it, the pepper clings to their finger, and then you have them put their finger in soap, and then when they dip their water in, all the pepper like runs to the sides.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's a really great visual representation of why washing our hands with soap will keep those germs off our hands, kind of bringing it back to the level of that they can understand. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, communicating with them on a level that doesn't convey panic or any of those things that, you know, could potentially be going on in adult brains as we move through this. But, you know, just kind of, you know, making sure that they're in a good place.
Yeah, it's so important to remain calm in any situation. Panicking or doing, you know, things that you're going to regret later are just, you know, we need to all keep ourselves calm, cool, and collected no matter what. So, so anything else specific about families with little kids?
I think that, you know, we're really trying to maintain some kind of semblance of a routine, which is a little tough. You know, we've been out of school. Well, last week was spring break for us, and then we're starting, you know, our school district is closed indefinitely, which I think is a word that they use just so that they can extend it as necessary. But mm-hmm. we'll be getting homeschool stuff this week. And so we're really trying to maintain some kind of order. Like, we made everybody get up this morning at the same time that they get up. One of my sons wears the uniform to school. We had him go ahead and put his normal clothes on. And we're trying as much as we can to maintain some kind of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to kind of give them, you know, kids are really grounded in order and schedule and routine. And that honestly is not my strength or my husband's. That's just, you know, we're a lot more fluid in mm-hmm. just the way that we operate. So we're working really hard to maintain that structure and that organization for them as much as we can, just to give them some kind of idea of what to expect. I think that's what kids need more than anything.
They need stability. Yes, absolutely. Yes. That stability of things being somewhat normal in a time of chaos.
Yep. So like my kids at their school, they do farm on Tuesdays. And so tomorrow we're going to plant some stuff outside. I mean, I'm really just trying to come up with some kind of semblance of a schedule and stick to it as much as possible. And obviously there's some fluidity in that, but I'm trying to give them that, making them go to bed at the same time they usually go to, you know, do their chores and do those things. We'll kind of give them that stability that they're looking for in this time of uncertainty.
Well, and I've got a great suggestion. One of my favorite movies that I watch with my children many, many times over the years is The Sound of Music. It's very child friendly. There's a lot of beautiful singing and family things in it, and there's some adversity and how they overcome it, and they all, you know, climb over the mountain in the end, and everything's good. So that's a good family film for everyone. If you've never seen it, I highly encourage you to watch The Sound of Music. It is a beautiful film, one of the classic best films ever made in the history of filmmaking, in my not so humble opinion right now. But anyway, great to have you on the air with us, Stephanie. Thank you so much. And stay in touch. We miss seeing you in studio. You take care and you stay safe and your children and your family, and sending lots of love and positivity to all of you and everyone out there listening. So we'll talk to you soon, and hopefully we'll see you soon too.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Stephanie, you take care. You can find Stephanie on Instagram at Toopsie Turvy. That's Toopsie Turvy. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Mo Brosette talking about needs versus wants. You're listening to One Life Radio. Loving this music. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, Aviana Barrientos. And coming up in just a second, Mo Brosette. But before we do, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go straight to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies, you guys, that really care about you, that have been with us for a very long time, like Sun Warrior. Use the code OLR to get 20% off any of their products, or you can get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop, or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. And I think Smoothie King is still operating because it's to go. They have drive-thrus at almost all their locations,
yeah,
don't they?
I think so.
So yeah, so check it out. Go to Smoothie King and get a nice protein, plant-based protein shake with lots of veggies and fruit in it. And of course, Enviromedica. You heard Dr. Elvin Dannenberg talk about it. They have a new product. I just ordered four bottles of it on Amazon.com, the Deep Immune Health, so that I can keep myself and all my family safe from the coronavirus. Check it out. Go to Enviromedica.com or Amazon.com. I love the Amazon app.
I don't use it, but
you don't? Oh my gosh. Yeah, you want to talk about addictions. I really love my Amazon. It's so easy breezy, but you can get all the Enviromedica products, including the bone ones and the organ complex that Dr. Dannenberg talked about as well. And of course, Wild Foods, another great company that was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. They have an amazing selection of products. Their wild mission is to empower 50 million people with the knowledge that they can say no to big pharma, big food, bad science, and dangerous health and nutrition dogma. Check them out at wildfoods.co. It's another great company. And of course, our newest sponsor is Ned CBD Oil. It is a full spectrum hemp oil for your needs. An incredible company. Incredible.
Yeah, it's keep it simple and keep it natural with Ned. They have a new Ned partner newsletter that they just put out, so you guys can go to their website and sign up for that. And then they also have a Nedibles ebook. So they have a lot of fun plant-based recipes for their customers.
And right now you can get a 15% discount by using the code OLR. Yesterday I ordered two of the CBD oil that specializes. It's got some ingredients in it for menstrual cramps. I ordered two bottles of them for my daughters and I. And so, yeah, check it out at Ned.com. It's an incredible company. We vet our companies really, really extensively. And they met all of our criteria, because I'm not going to send you someplace that I wouldn't shop myself. Always know that about anything that I recommend here on One Life Radio. That includes Crazy Water. What a great company. Call us crazy. I don't mind. I feel a little crazy right now. So
I'm drinking
my Crazy Water to get my minerals to keep my brain balanced. But of course, Veg World Magazine, a digital vegan lifestyle magazine. They are an interactive magazine. Dedicated to inspiring, entertaining, informing, and educating readers about plant-based living. Paleo Magazine, check them out online at paleomagonline.com. The Wellbeing Journal, and of course, Thorn Research. Visit our dispensary. They have a lot of great products there as well. And To speaking of something great, I've got Mo Brossette on the line. He has become a very integral part of One Life Radio and has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is currently the Director of Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. The Adaptive Training Foundation is a Dallas-based nonprofit that leads disabled military veterans and civilians through a 9-week mental and physical training program called Redefine. And through his unique program, Mo helps these adaptive athletes overcome physical, emotional, and mental pain. Fear and self-doubt. He is a corporate speaker on fear and human potential, where he teaches companies and individuals how to achieve professionalism and personal goals, overcome limiting beliefs, and uses fear as your greatest tool for success. Always a pleasure. Mo Brossette, you can find him at brossetteperformance.com. How are you doing today, Mo?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Took me a while to get to you, but you know, the sponsors pay the bills and they are an important part of this show and always will be. So, you know, let's talk about this. Needs versus wants. What do you want listeners to know about needs versus wants specifically today?
Yeah, so especially right now, you have to assess what you really need versus what you think, what you want, right? And I just found, in as this happens in the universe, I saw a post that read, it puts it into perspective. And it says, to put things into perspective for those of us feeling a bit stir crazy already, Anne Frank and seven other people hid in a 450-square-foot attic for 761 days, quietly trying to remain undiscovered to stay alive.
Yep.
We can all do our part to keep everyone safe and spend a few weeks at home.
Yep, absolutely.
Because, you know, so let that sink in. And obviously, the times are different. However, that's the perspective that we're going. Like, we are a wants. I need this now. I have to have this. No, you don't. And I told a lot of people this, and I was not joking. I was literally sitting on the toilet, and I looked over and I thought, how much toilet paper do we actually need?
I know. Everybody's thinking that now, right?
Yeah, because, you know, people are getting in arguments and fights, and like, all the shelves are out. It's like this mass hysteria over toilet paper.
Right.
When you look at it, like, how much do you actually need
right.
this?
And right? You know,
apparently
there's a lot. You can get very creative. The necessity is the mother of invention. There are lots of ways
Absolutely.
To clean yourself up besides toilet yeah. paper, right?
Right. So you go from that, then let's talk about nutrition, right? So with nutritional needs, especially when we're at home, we're moving less, you don't need all the calories that we typically eat in a day.
Mm-hmm.
We want to eat, and typically when we want to eat, it's out of boredom. So
right.
first you have to do an assessment and say, am I hydrated? Am I drinking enough water? Because dehydration masks itself as hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And is it just something that you're wanting out of boredom? Do you need to eat? No, you really only need to eat once a day. If you want to get down to it, you only need to eat once every few days to sustain life. So while we're trying to be cognizant and cautious of our spending right now, you want to assess, what do I really need when it comes to food?
Well, let me ask you this. What do we need? What do you suggest? Because I don't want to run out of time. We've only got a couple of minutes.
No,
what do you suggest that we need right now to survive, Mo?
Right now we need to survive for food. You need fibrous vegetables. You need high-quality grains, i.e. quinoa, wild rice, black rice. You need good-quality proteins, so the darker cuts of meat. If you can get grass-fed beef, order it online. The darker meats of chicken, because those yield higher calories and more
mm-hmm.
Nutrients. And then good fats, avocado oil, olive oil, coconut oil, things like that. And listen, if you go to YouTube and just search my name, my full name, Morris Brossette, I am cranking out videos on a daily basis.
You are.
Nutrition tips, of in-home workouts, of things we need to be doing for our mindset. So if you're curious as to what you need and how to implement that, that's what I'm doing right now. If you check that out on my YouTube channel. But that's what we need because when you eat a whole grain diet, when you eat whole grains, fibrous vegetables and some fat and protein,
right.
that sustains you longer.
And broccoli is one of the best ones out there, by the way. Even if you can find it fresh or frozen, broccoli is an amazing vegetable full of a lot of nutrients and protein, plant-based protein. But let me ask you this. We've only got 1 minute. You mentioned that you wanted to talk about the opportunity we have right now to create change. Can you elaborate quickly, please?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is our opportunity to create change within our society as a human race. We can lift each other up. We can support each other. And we can really define what we need versus what we want and shift our perspective. Now is the time to create this change. This is our opportunity. It's being forced upon us. Let's make it the best we can.
I love it. Great advice, Mo. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We have to end the show, but know that we're here. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be live until they tell us we can't. So everyone, thank you so much for listening. Sending you lots of love and positive energy genuinely from all of our hearts here at iHeartMedia and One Life Radio. And I'm going to get verklempt again. There I go. Doesn't take much to make me cry because there's so much beauty out there. You just have to open your eyes and see it. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be kind to everyone you encounter.